So we'll open the trap for about an hour to get around 40 salmon in the trap. And then we'll close the door and one of us will hop in to wrangle the fish. And while one of us is wrangling, the other person is pulling a scale and recording the sex and length of the fish. So it can be a little chaotic at times, especially with like the element. Sometimes it can be really rainy or windy and scales are flying away. But that is probably the most exciting part about the job out here, is getting to wrangle the fish.
So when you're collecting these samples, these scales, when you're tracking male, female sex, what is special about these things? Like, what do these samplings tell you?
The scales are important because they help determine how long the salmon have been in freshwater and saltwater. And then the sex of the fish is also important because it kind of helps us determine when the peak of the season is. And typically, the peak of the season will look like having a 50-50 male-to-female ratio. Typically, the peak of the season is the first week of July. And we've been seeing a 50-50 male-to-female ratio within the last couple of days. So this season aligns with previous years.
What are the numbers looking like so far? I know we hadn't reached that minimum escapement goal. Yeah, what are you seeing in terms of like fish count?
So last year we passed around 5,000 salmon by the end of the season. And this year we've already passed 7,500 already. So it's looking good this season for us. I think we'll definitely meet our escapement goal of 10,000, but that's still like on the lower end. We've seen like in 2003, we passed 100,000 salmon, and in 2012, I believe we passed around 30,000 salmon. So we're still on the lower end of what we've seen in the past.
Okay, so do you mind just telling me a little bit about what these numbers mean for sockeye salmon stocks? What does Fish and Game do with these numbers for sports or subsistence fisheries, I guess?
In terms of subsistence fishing, it determines the regulation markers that we put up. So last season, the regulation markers were up for the whole month of July until the end of the season. So people that were fishing had to, they passed the markers for the whole season, for the whole month of July. But we're hoping that by meeting our excitement goals in the next week, we can open up fishing for the whole reef bay again.
Yeah, last year we saw the worst numbers recorded at McLees. Before that, there was, you know, I think people were kind of saying that the numbers were declining. We've seen good years, like you mentioned, but we're still below that 10,000 minimum escapement goal. I was wondering if you might talk about what the implications might be of seeing our salmon stocks in the area starting to wane like this repeatedly.
Yeah, this salmon run has been an important source of food for our community and the amount of people for the past thousands of years. And it is definitely a source of food security for our community, especially in a community that has a high cost of living. So being able to keep track of these runs each year and monitor like how many salmon are entering the lake will hopefully increase the salmon numbers in the future.
Well, is there anything else that you want to add? Anything that maybe you want to tell the community about your experience being out at the Weir?
I think just recognizing how important the salmon run and salmon in general are for our community, and being able to be a part of this project and document the fish runs every year are important for locals to know when to come out here, because a big part of our job is reporting the numbers every day. So, you know, when the numbers are high, people are able to follow that and and get out here to do some fishing. But yeah, we just want to make sure that protecting this salmon run, that it'll be a source of food for a community for this generation and many to come.